So this morning I started in talking about spiritual death and insight and insight practice. That always goes better if it's supported by as much absorption as possible. Bhante's often outlined over the years the sort of classic path to insight, which is that you build a foundation in ethics, and then you, on the basis of that, move into dhyana, and having steeped yourself in dhyana, you then look at the nature of things. And if you can do that, if you have that facility and the conditions, then that's a really good way to go. Your mind will be sharper, clearer, and it will be easier to see how things are. And also, because you're more, there's more of you present, as it were, in that experience, you're more integrated, the insight will tend to have greater force. But if you don't have that facility or those conditions, it doesn't mean to say that you can't develop insight. I think there have been over the years sometimes people who just felt, I don't seem to manage to get into dhyana, to put it like that. So there's no point in me trying to go the next stage beyond that even, which is developing wisdom. I talk to a lot of people about meditation practice, as you can imagine, and there are a lot of people that I know who rarely see so much as a hair of a dhyana, but whose practice of insight, of seeing how things are, is steadily progressing and deepening and going into new areas. So on one side, we need to do whatever we can do to help with the relaxation, the letting go, the building of awareness. All that really supports things. But we don't have to feel like, I must be able to get into dhyana before I can do this kind of work. I think for most of us, we need to be working sort of in parallel with our sort of ethical practice, our practice of absorption, of relaxed awareness, of calming, deepening, and looking at things. All those three can go along together. So before I sort of talk more, we'll start looking at the six element practice, but I think before I start talking about it, maybe let's do something which is hopefully calming and will take us more in the direction of a relaxed awareness, feelings kind of supported in our mental states, particularly maybe on the first day of a retreat when some of us have come from quite demanding situations. So we're going to do a little exercise which takes us into the area of working with the elements, but isn't the six element practice. It's more of a shanatara exercise, quite hopefully kind of relaxing, healing, opening. So once again, let's start just by savouring that freedom that we have. We get to our cushion as a kind of a refuge where there's really nothing that we have to do. No one in particular that we have to be, no role that we have to fulfil. chance just to be aware of whatever's going on. Now again, let's be aware of the earth, of our contact with the ground, and carrying on that sense of there being nothing to do, having a sense of how the earth is just supporting us. It's bearing us up. Which means we can relax and give it our weight. Enjoying that sense of being supported, being connected. Now bringing awareness up into the body, aware of our posture. There's the relaxation of giving our weight to the earth. The awareness that comes from being upright, alert, awake. With that combination of relaxation and awareness, bringing attention to the body, to the feelings, to the sensations. What do we notice? How is it to be embodied right now? Doing our best to let the awareness be as kindly, as sympathetic as possible. Being particularly aware of the breathing. Still with that kindly awareness, becoming really intimate with the breath. Now we're going to stay with the breathing. But I'd invite you to breathe with the sense that with each in-breath, you're breathing in the essence of the earth element. So you're breathing in all that strength, all that stability, all those unshakable qualities. If it helps, you can imagine that this essence of the earth element is coming in as yellow light. It can come in through all your pores. So with each in-breath, more of those qualities of rocks and mountains, all that steadiness, all that reliability. We can take it in on whatever level we need. We can feel it healing the earth element in our body, the bones, all the different aspects, the muscles and so on, the inner organs. Or we can take it in more, as it were, emotionally, taking in that strength, taking in that reliability, taking in that steadiness. And during the out-breath, we just let go of the element. There's no sense of holding on to it, retaining it for ourselves. We freely share it back with the world around, with everyone around. No holding on, just dynamic exchange. Now let's do the same with the water element. Breathing in, taking in the essence of the oceans, the essence of the rivers, and if we like, we can imagine that that's coming in and going out with the out breath as white light. This essence of the water element can heal and nourish our blood and all the fluids in the body, and it can also help us on all levels to flow and to be refreshed, like the earth after rain. Be washed clean on all levels. And again, we don't hold on. We let the out-breath, the water element, flow out, out into the world around us. Freely taken in and freely shared. Now, if we like, we could breathe in the essence of the fire element. It helps, we could see it as red light. Flowing in through all the pores of the body. This essence of the fire element can nourish and heal us. In quite a few cultures, digestion all depends on digestive heat, and the fire element nourishes that, enables those processes of transformation. And also supports all those delicate physical processes which keep the body at just the right temperature in the midst of all the changing conditions. And on a deeper level, the fire element is alive, is vital, is creative. Transformative energy. And again, with the out-breath, we don't hold on. We're part of life, we draw on the fire element, but we also freely share it. Now we could breathe in the air element, maybe as green light. The essence of the winds that move, like the wind. It's moving around Adhisthana today. Taking that essence of the element into the body, feeling it nourish and heal all the processes of respiration and oxygenation in the body. And also maybe taking in the qualities, all that freedom of movement, all that lack of being fixed, stuck. Our energy able to move in any direction. Again, there's no sense of holding on to it, making it me or mine. Just easy come, easy go. Trusting that process of exchange. And lastly, if we like, we could breathe in the space element. Maybe as blue light. The essence of the vast blue sky. letting that essence of the space element heal and nourish and support us on all levels. So nothing in the body is cramped, or nothing presses on anything else that it shouldn't. There's all the space that's needed. And emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, whatever levels there are, a sense of spaciousness, openness. Room to breathe, room to live. Enjoying that sense of spaciousness. No need to hold on to it. There's enough space for us, for everyone, for everything. Trusting the space element. And finally, returning to where we started from. Nothing to do. Just aware of how this moment is.